According to the Department of Agriculture, world cotton production is projected to be just over 121 million bales for the 2019-2020 crop year. This total is 3 million bales higher than last year, according to Dr. Jody Campici, the National Cotton Council's Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis. Dr. Campici joins us to talk about some of the adjustments in the report and what consumption is looking like for cotton across the globe.
USDA reduced 2019 production in Pakistan by a total of 800,000 bales. They also reduced India's production by 500,000 bales and made some smaller declines in Australia, Turkey, and Chad. USDA did increase Brazil's crop estimate by a large amount of 900,000 bales and also increased Uzbekistan's crop by 500,000 bales. One important thing to note is Australia's production estimate of 850,000 bales is a very low level. That's the lowest level since 2007. USDA did make some historical revisions, and they went back and made a 900,000 bale reduction in 2019 beginning stocks, mostly due to a revision in India's 2018 production estimate.
And when we look at the estimates for cotton consumption,
USDA lowered world consumption by just over 1 million bales, and most of that reduction was in China, and that's as a result of lower textile exports. Consumption was also reduced for Vietnam and Pakistan. World ending stocks are projected to be 600,000 bales higher than in 2018, and stocks outside of China are expected to increase by 3.1 million bales to reach a record 47 million bales. A resolution to the U.S.-China trade dispute could provide some support for prices. We still have a lot of production, though, for the 2019 crop year, which could keep prices lower.